Hello and welcome to episode 21 of This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Say, have you met my friends, Ball Bag?
What's my pole position? A serious transition. What's my pole position? Seattle and sun rock, sunshine, sunshine. Seattle and sun rock, sunshine, sunshine.
That's Ball Bag's Cialis and Sun Ra. They'll be playing the Substation in Seattle Thursday the 12th, along with Duval's Fuzz Droner, Seattle's Pilot Bombardier, and Seattle's Crashdown Butterfly. That was Renton's Ball Bag. Hello and welcome once again to This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Hey, how was your weekend? I was able to get over to Tony V's garage and see Solar Tone, the Glenn Cannon Band, and Wyatt Olney and the Wreckage for a great evening Friday night. That was really nice. Wyatt and the Wreckage revealed a couple songs that they are going to go into the studio and start recording this weekend, or this coming weekend, I should say. One being named Silver Bullet, which... Hey, Wyatt, I didn't know, he didn't say it was a secret, so he said at the time Friday night that Silver Bullet was the name of the new album. We will surely be looking for that. And then, Saturday night, wow, all that lightning and stuff, right? I didn't get to see most of that as I was at a Marc Maron comedy show at the Moor in Seattle. And I know it delayed the Husky game that had a late start at 7:30 on Saturday night. It did make the lights flicker in the Moore Theater, which kind of freaked Marc Maron out, that was for sure. He thought there was fucking ghosts in the theater. It was quite funny. He put on a great show. But then I kind of kept peeking at my phone to see pictures and videos of the lightning storm during his show, which was pretty cool. I was kind of trying to find out if they were going to play the Husky game because it got delayed for a couple hours. So after the Marc Maron show, they started the game. My God, it was like 11-ish, 11-something. I thought, hey, why don't I go over to Husky Stadium and see if I can get in? And guess what? I got in. I got to see 3/4 of the game for no charge, which was pretty cool. There's about 15,000 people left or that had stayed by estimates. So that was pretty fun. Even though the Huskies lost, brr, stupid time management of the clock. But anyways, we're not here for that. We're here for to listen to some rock. So thank you for all you new old listeners who continue to support This Week in Seattle Rock. And now for all you new listeners here at the podcast, This Week in Seattle Rock, we aim to feature and hope to help grow Washington regional rock scene. We use Seattle, the word Seattle, to draw eyes to the podcast, but we play rock artists from all across Washington State. We also want to expose listeners to the strong regional rock scene we have locally and get bands and tunes heard locally, nationally, and worldwide. Because, man, other than a couple of college stations and some local shows from KISW, you really don't get to hear any local bands on the radio any longer. We want to encourage listeners to support our venues by going to see the rock shows at those venues, buy a beer, buy a meal, and put some money back into the venues. We also want to encourage listeners to support bands monetarily by purchasing the merch, CDs, and the downloads. Be part of the rock economy here in your local area. With all that being said, let's get back to the tunes, knowing that's what we'd like to do. So we're going to go back a day to Wednesday the 11th at the substation in Seattle, where we will see Hard Rocks play and a band named Waves of Rust. They said their origins are from Canberra and Paris. Interesting. Seattle's Highest Heels is playing, along with this band. This is Aberdeen's Juliet Tango. This is their song, Figure It Out.
Girl, why you trying to fool with me?
Figure It Out from Juliet Tango. Once again, they're playing Wednesday the 11th at the Substation in Seattle. Go ahead and see that great show. Four bands, the Hard Rocks, Waves of Rust, and Seattle's Highest Heels playing Wednesday at the Substation. Also playing Wednesday at the Wormhole in Seattle. It is a home venue site. Please check with the following bands to garner the address for this site. You will see Twin Club play, Emergency Contact, Natural Violence, American Culture, and this band. This is Salt Lick. They will be playing an acoustical set out of Seattle. This is their song, Surrender.
A truth that had been kept well.
That was Surrender from Salt Lick, playing the Wormhole in Seattle along with Twin Club, Emergency Contact, Natural Violence, and American Culture, Wednesday the 11th in Seattle. Moving on to Thursday the 12th at the Lucky Liquor in Tukwila, you'll see Portland's Seth Meisel Band, along with Washington State's Children of Adam, play with Beast Folk. This is Beast Folk out of Seattle's song, Kyla.
Random petty scores from philosophic whores dance upon the grave in the August war. The sugar bag of bones almost took it home, but even the glass now. Your laughter my wit, I soaked up your denial. I said I'm not rich, it didn't matter to you. I thought that was bold. We may starve to death here, but our stories, they will be told.
Folk and their song Kyla, playing again Thursday the 12th at the Lucky Liquor in Tukwila, along with Portland's Seth Meisel Band and Washington's Children of Adam. And that's Adam, A-T-O-M. It's kind of punny. So we're going to move on to the weekend shows here. Friday the 13th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle, we have out of British Columbia, Jane Doe will be playing. And headlining this show will be Seattle's Overcast. And here we're going to play a double shot of songs from bands playing this show also. We're going to start off this double shot with Vancouver's Within Sight. This is their song, Save This Life.
I tell myself inside out just to show you what I'm about.
Life, my trust is like this life, my blood.
Tacoma's Sweet Clarity and their song Words of Reference off their new album, The Enigma. Along before that, you heard Vancouver Washington's, Washington, Within Sight, and their song Save This Life. They're going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle on Friday the 13th. Ooh, spooky. Along with BC's Jane Doe and Seattle's Overcast. Continuing on to Friday, we have The Hive in West Seattle. This is another home venue site. Again, DM the bands for the address to this location. It's an all-ages punk gig. $3 is the suggested donation. They also ask that, hey, no jerks, no pigs, and please respect the place, the space if you come. You're going to hear White Center's F-Con, Vashon Island's Aurora Bridge, Seattle's Lindsay's, and this band. Out of Tacoma, this is Worthless, and their song, Renowns. From Tacoma's Worthless, again playing Friday the 13th at The Hive in West Seattle. DM the bands again for the address to the location. You can DM F-Con, Aurora Bridge, The Lindsay's, or Worthless. All those bands will have that information for you. Friday the 13th, Rock Lives at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline. You'll get to see The Deception, Claw, Detonator, and the Green River Thrillers out of Seattle. This is their song, Lummox.
Love seems so too simple.
Lennox from the Green River Thrillers playing Friday the 13th at Daryl's Tavern up in Shoreline, along with the Deception, Claw, and Detonator. So, down on your luck. Hey, it's the 13th. You don't get paid for a couple days because you get paid on the 15th. Wah, wah. Kind of makes the 13th a slow night, right? So, hey, how about a free show? Here's a free show at O'Malley's Irish Pub in Tacoma. You can go see Federal Way's Primary Pulse, and you know what? They'll probably play this song. And this is their song, Fractured. Primary Pulse and their song Fractured playing Friday the 13th at O'Malley's Irish Pub in Tacoma. Once again, hey, it's a turn your pockets inside out free show. But if you got a couple bucks, I'm sure they have a tip jar out front. Just kind of throw some money at their feet. Maybe they'll have a guitar case open. I don't know how they do it. Yeah, I guess you have to go to find out, right? Friday the 13th, again, at Slim's Last Chance Saloon in Georgetown in Seattle. We'll have three bands playing. You have the three Seattle bands, the Wild Wild Mexico and Seattle's Wildcat Rose is the headliner. Opener for the night, according to the paperwork I have, is Seattle's The Destroyers. This is their song, La Tarantula. The Destroyers with La Tarantula, playing with Wild Wild Mexico and Wildcat Rose at Friday the 13th at Slim's Last Chance Saloon in Georgetown in Seattle. That sounds like a great, great show. So playing at the Charleston in Bremerton is a three-day show with 18 bands. It's called This is Calo 2019. So I had to look up the word callow. I know I've heard it. I've rarely have ever used it. Callow basically is a, it's kind of defined as a young person or an inexperienced person. So these are basically newer bands or inexperienced bands, which I found really interesting because when I went to go find out where these bands originated or where they call home, I should say, I could hardly find anybody with information about where their hometown was. So, again, this is a Calo 2019, Friday the 13th, starting the 13th, 14th, and the 15th at the Charleston in Bremerton. Friday, they're going to have Imposter of Humanity, Void Gand, The Fulton Incarnate, Prophet, and Vessels, and I have a note here that they are an Inner Strength Records band. Inner Strength Records. Saturday, they're going to have Septic, Cheap Smokes, Foul, band from San Diego called SDC, and out of Tacoma, Trapped by Lies. Sunday, they're going to have Never Grows, a Seattle band, Zero Harbor, Netter, Rather Ordinary Dudes, Bremerton's Benny Velour, Bremerton's Afraid of the Dark and Bremerton's Russian Blue. And representing the show on Sunday, this band out of the Seattle-Tacoma area, Midnight Movie. This is their song, Take Your Advice.
I finally took your advice. I started making changes, and I know it's not much. But at least I'm getting to bed on time instead of watching TV. Those infomercials you said were boring, but I can hardly sleep without mindless company.
Take Your Advice from Seattle Tacoma's Midnight Movie, playing the This Is Callow show at Sunday, the 19th, at the Charleston or Bremerton. And for all another, I'm not going to list those bands again. Go to Facebook, find This Is Callow 2019, and you can see all the bands, times, and the charges for the door. Hey, what do you know? We're getting to a Saturday show. Friday the 13th was so popular. Here we have a show titled South Park Rocks. It's at River Dan's house in Seattle. So here they want to guide you to the Facebook event page for the address for River Dan's house. And again, punch in South Park Rocks, and there you will see these four Seattle bands: Duwamish Head, The Problem, again Wild Wild Mexico, and this band War Puppy. And they'll probably play this song. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right. Boy, I don't know how to pronounce this. E-G-I-L, apostrophe S. It's either Eagles or Eggles. Eagles. Eagles? Gills. Eagles Bones. Play the song.
Thank you.
Saturday the 14th, South Park Rocks at River Dan's House in Seattle. That was War Puppy with Eagle's Bones. If I'm mispronouncing it, and you really, really need to know, go to Facebook, get that address, and hit up that show. Let me know if I mispronounced it. Going on to the Victory Lounge in Seattle, you're going to hear Powerful Earthquake Saturday the 14th, The Subjunctives, an out of Denver visiting band Bad Year playing with The Drolls. This is Alternate Timeline. Seattle's The Drolls with Alternate Timeline, playing with Powerful Earthquake, The Subjunctives, and Denver's Bad Year, Saturday the 14th at the Victory Lounge in Seattle. Moving back down to Georgetown to Slim's Last Chance Saloon again on Saturday the 14th, you can see Sean Downey of the Fabulous Downey Brothers and their friend Bennett opening this show. And the headliner for the show is San Francisco's Hangtown. The band in between, Projections on a Wall out of Seattle. This is their song, Railroad. Projections on a Wall out of Seattle, playing along with Hangtown out of San Francisco, and opening up the night will be Sean Downey of the fabulous Downey Brothers and their friend Bennett at Slim's Last Chance Saloon in Georgetown, Seattle, Saturday the 14th. One more show Saturday the 14th at the Parliament Tavern in Seattle. You can go see Seattle's Mindbenders, visiting a band out of L.A., Talin Kali. That might be an individual, might not be a band, could be both. You can also see Seattle's Moon Darling that will be anchoring that show. This is Seattle's Biblioteca and their song Magnolia. Magnolia by Seattle's Biblioteca, playing along with Mind Beams, Talene Kali out of L.A., and Seattle's Moondarling at the Parliament on Saturday the 14th. If you stuck it out this long, I know it was a long show. We crammed in as many bands as we could. Thank you for listening. If you want to get a hold of us or have any suggestions for us, there's a couple ways to get a hold of us. You can send us an email at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. Or, hey, leave a voicemail for us at 206-414-8286, and we will listen and respond to all emails and voicemails that we receive. And if you have any suggestions for bands to look up, for us to look up, to promote, if you have any ideas for cross-promoting, anything along those lines, interviews you'd like to conduct, or you would like to have your band interviewed, hit us up. That's something we're looking into as we get more comfortable being around a microphone and being around bands and maybe asking the right questions or maybe not being as awkward. But maybe awkward is fun. But anyways, we shall find out. Let us know. Give us info. We want your feedback, any and all feedback. Once again, thank you for listening. Hey, and you know what, Seattle? Please rock on.